Hello everybody, Foxbreaker Studios here, and today I'm going to do a podcast on LEGO Star Wars battle packs that they should make, and we'll see how long this episode is, but I'm guessing it's going to be a little bit longer, but we'll see about that. But anyway, before we start, if you want to go check out Christian from the LEGO Star Wars podcast, he talks about similar stuff like me. He does, like, you know, LEGO Star Wars set leaks and just things, news for, like, Star Wars video games and stuff like that. So you should go check him out. And also go check out my YouTube channel if you'd like, Foxbreaker Studios as well. And, yeah, if you want to hear more episodes like this, you can subscribe to my podcast and please leave a review if you can. And, yeah, let's get into the episode. Oh yeah, one more thing that I wanted to say before we get into the episode is last time when I was, or not last time, but in episode 11 when I was talking about the new LEGO Star Wars sets, and I was talking about the Clone Trooper Command Station, I looked on BrickLink and it has been verified that the orange Clone Trooper Commander is the same one that we got from the Republic gunships, so that's pretty cool. You know, so he looks pretty awesome, and now you can get him in a way cheaper set, so that's great. Now we can get on with the episode. Okay, so I don't have a specific order that I'm doing these, in. Like, I mean, I guess I start with, like, I guess I start with Clone Troopers, and then I move on to the other stuff, but, you know, there's no specific order for any of this. But anyway, first of all, I just was gonna say, so, you've probably heard of Clone Army Customs, and so, yeah, he makes, like, a bunch of LEGO clones, or they're not LEGO, but they're LEGO compatible, and they're, like, very similar, so he has, like, his own mold, and he, like, makes them all himself, which is really cool, and he has a bunch of different, you know, like, different types of, troopers, like, versions, so, my favorite type of, like, trooper is, usually, like, because there's, like, the ones, so basically on his website he has, like, R, which, which stands for realistic, so that's kind of, like, what it would look like more, like, in the movies, and then when there's just no R, when it's just, like, P2 troopers or P1, that would just be, like, kind of, like, from the Clone Wars, so that would be, like, that, so my favorite type of trooper, that kind of thing, is usually, I like the realistic, versions, and not the Clone Trooper, or the Clone Wars ones as much, just because, like, in LEGO, they just look better, I think, but, you know, so that's just basically what I'm gonna be talking about for today, is mostly just, like, realistic, style, so, yeah, anyway. So, okay, so first of all, I'm a big fan of the 501st, and I know they already made a 501st, like, super battle pack, I guess, but I feel like we need more named clones, so I'm gonna go by, like, kind of, like, the rule that they usually have with, like, 4 minifigures in a build for most of their battle packs, so I'm going with that, you know, style with these. So, it would be cool if they made a 501st Legion battle pack with, like, a RP2 Captain Rex, a Jesse Kix, and a 501st clone pilot. They've made a 501st clone pilot before. It's older and it's decent, but I feel like they should update it with, like, printed legs and stuff. So that would be pretty cool. I think they've made, like, 3 different Captain Rexes before. And they all look good, but I think we just need a new one that's not quite as expensive, because they are extremely expensive on BrickLink, like, here, I'm looking at it, so, yeah, like, if you remember from my most expensive Star Wars, LEGO Star Wars minifigures episode I did, there was a Captain Rex that was actually, like, $70 on BrickLink, which is extremely expensive, and that's for the P2 one. The Phase 1 Clone Trooper Captain Rexes, both of those are a little bit cheaper, but, you know, they're decent. I feel like, yeah, we should have another Phase 2 Captain Rex. That would be awesome. And yeah, and more named clones like Jesse and Kix. I like Kix because he just has a lot of really cool printing on him, or printing, I guess, on his armor. And also, he's the medic, so it'd be perfect, like, have the captain and then another just random troop, or Jesse, I guess, which is just such a classic clone trooper, and then have the medic and then a pilot. So I think that would be pretty well-rounded battle pack. I don't know exactly what you'd have for the build, probably like a speeder bike or something like that. And, you know, there's way more things, there's way more clones in the 501st that would also be cool. But, you know, we can't get everything, you know. We can't have, like, a battle pack with a Tup and an Apo and a Dogma and a Fives and an Echo and a Hard Case and a Commander Vaughn. Yeah, it'd just be too much. So, you know. Oh, yeah, it would also be cool if they had, like, another, like, 501st Rocket Trooper. I've noticed that there's kind of, like, two different styles of Rocket Troopers. I didn't, like, look it up or anything, but I noticed there's, like, so there's, like, the ones that we already got from the 501st Legion Clone Trooper set that we got. So there's kind of that style, and then there's also the ones that have, like, a green visor and then, like, a kind of, like, a mic coming down from the side. So I'm not sure if they're, like, different or if they just have, like, I don't know exactly what that means, but, you know. So it'd be cool if they did one, like, with the green visor and the mic. Since we already have the 501st Legion Clone Trooper set, we don't really need any more plain 501st Troopers. So, yeah. Anyway, next we have the 212th Trooper Battle Pack. It'd be cool if they had another Commander Cody, obviously, because we've been wanting Commander Cody for, like, years, and they still haven't given it to us. They really should, because, and I think they will soon, because it's pretty obvious that we want one. They're probably just waiting to put it in, like, a special set or something. So, anyway, it'd be cool to have a Phase 2 Commander Cody, and maybe another 212th Airborne Clone Trooper. They did one kind of like that in the, General Grievous Starfighter set. But yeah, it'd be cool to get one of those, and then maybe just another regular RP-212 Trooper. We've actually gotten two different types of these over the years. So there's the old one, which doesn't look very good. It's kind of like a light orange. And the one that came from the, I forgot which, set it was. Here, let me look real quick. Okay, so, like in the Upatau Trooper Battle Pack that we had in, like, 2014 or something like that, we got two 212th Battalion Troopers and then two 212th Airborne Clone Troopers. So, I definitely recommend that set for the 212th Troopers, because they do actually look really good. It's kind of a little different style from, like, what they're doing, like, since 2019, but it still looks really good. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, yeah, I also wanted to say, when I did my, set review, not my, my top 20 LEGO Star Wars Battle Packs, episode, I forgot to include two of, like, the best battle packs ever, which was the Upatau Troopers and the Kashyyyk Troopers. I think the reason I didn't get them is because they didn't have Battle Pack in the title, and so when I, like, looked it up, I wasn't able to get all of the ones that would be a Battle Pack. So, yeah, I'm really sorry about that. I'm not sure exactly where I would have put them, but I definitely would have put them on the list, because they're both awesome. So, anyway, back to the 212th Trooper Battle Pack that LEGO should make. They should make a 212th Trooper, like I was saying, maybe a newer one with, yeah, the new head design. And then also a, maybe like a boil, or a Phase 2 boil or waxer or something like that. That'd be pretty cool. Next, I think LEGO should make another Shock Trooper Battle Pack. So maybe like a Commander Thorn and like two just regular Phase 2 Shock Troopers. And then there's also something called an Phase 2 Shock Tech Trooper. I'm pretty sure that's what they're called. At least that's what they're called on Clone Army Customs. But, you know, not all the names are correct on those. So, you know, it could be called something else, but, you know, it's kind of like they just have a few extra markings, and they look pretty cool. So, Yeah, that'd be pretty fun. Maybe. And then I was thinking if we got any other clone troopers, it'd be cool if we got like maybe a Commander Thyre, or like a Commander Fox, or like the Fox Shock Troopers, like the loyalists, the Shock Troopers that were loyalists to Commander Fox. That'd be pretty cool. Next, we should get a Tiger Shark Trooper pack. I don't think we've ever gotten any Tiger Shark minifigures, like, ever. I mean, maybe we got a Captain Tiger, but I kind of doubt it. So it'd be cool if we got a Phase 2 Captain Tiger, and then two Phase 2 Tiger Troopers, I guess that's what you'd call them. And then also an ARF Tiger Shark Trooper. I think the markings just look really cool with the, you know, like with the Tiger Shark markings on the ARF Trooper. So that would be really cool. Next, we should get a Wolf Pack Battle Pack. We have gotten a few Wolf Pack minifigures over the years, but, you know, we need the updated thing. So maybe like a Commander Wolf, a Phase 2 Wolf Pack Trooper, and then also a Phase 2 Sinker and a Boost. That would be cool. Those are two great-looking clones. I mean, it would be cool if we got a Comet, too. But, you know, I mean, maybe if they did, like, a Super Battle Pack. But since I'm keeping it to the four, that will just be that list. Obviously, we need just a bunch of various troopers. Like, so, you know, have, like, a few different, like, various clone trooper battle packs. So maybe, like, another Phase 2 332nd trooper. We already got one of those, but, you know, it'd be nice to get it in another set that would just be different, I guess. And then also a Phase 2 91st Trooper. I like their markings a lot. A Phase 2 5th Fleet Trooper as well. Those were clones who assisted airborne clone troopers. And then maybe, like, a Heavy Assault Trooper. That would be pretty cool. Some other ones it would be cool to have is, like, a Commander Bly from the 327th. And then a Commander Devis, but, you know, those would be cool. Another various trooper, we should have a Commander Fox, which would also could go in the Shock Trooper Battle Pack, but I put Commander Thorn in that one, so. And then it would also be cool to have a Phase 2 Heavy Trooper, just like a plane, Phase 2 Plane Trooper. We actually got one of these a while ago, but it's, like, it only came in one set. It's like super expensive now, which I don't know why they did that. Like a Phase 2 just plain clone trooper, but yeah, it's really expensive now, so that's kind of sad because it's really cool looking. But anyway, so that'd be nice to have another plain trooper, and then also like a Phase 2 Commander Vaughn, like with his 501st markings before he went to the 332nd. I just think those markings just look really cool, so that'd be awesome. Also be cool to have, like, a clone sniper or a bark trooper. I think we got a 91st, bark trooper before, a while ago. But, yeah, it'd be cool to get another one of those. Maybe just another, like, a Phase 1 various trooper battle pack. I couldn't really think of anything that I would want Phase 1, besides the Bomb Squad Trooper and the clone, and, like, a Spider clone pilot. But, yeah, I couldn't really think of anything else besides that, because I'd say P2 is the best. I mean, Phase 1 is cool, but it just, Phase 2 just looks better. Maybe, like, a ARC Trooper Battle Pack. So, like, a 7, a 0, a Blitz, and then a Commander Pons. That would be really awesome, because those are some pretty awesome ARC troopers. It'll also be cool to have, like, a Renegade or a Trace. That would be awesome. Maybe, like, a speeder bike that would come with that or something. And then if we got, like, an ARF trooper battle pack with, like, a 501st Boomer and a Cam and maybe a Sergeant Hound and then a Driver Trooper, I guess those aren't really, like, all technically ARF, but they do look like ARF troopers, so. It's funny when you say ARF trooper, it sounds like a dog or something. So that would be kind of fun, maybe have, like, an AT-RT or something. Obviously, we need a droid battle pack, because, you know, we haven't gotten a droid battle pack since, like, the very beginning of, like, battle packs. Or at least we haven't gotten one in a while. So, maybe, like, two regular battle droids, and then, like, a battle droid commander, so that's kind of like the regular battle droid, but then it has, like, kind of the dark orange spot on its head. And then one super battle droid, of course. And maybe they could make this into, like, a super battle pack, because, I just feel like four battle droids isn't really enough. Like, with the clone troopers, it's different, but, like, you know, the battle droids aren't, there's nothing really special about battle droids, so it'd be cool to get, like, maybe six of them instead. So maybe, yeah, like, a bunch more battle droids, and then we could have a few builds, like, some STAPs, which are STAPs, I guess. Maybe, like, a vulture droid, and then, like, a fold-up carrier for all of the battle droids. And next, we should have a stormtrooper battle pack. That would be pretty awesome. So just get, like, two regular stormtroopers and a sand trooper leader. I really like the sand troopers. They just look cool with all their markings with the tan and stuff. And then, you know, he has, like, his orange shoulder cloth. And then, like, an imperial gunner would also be cool. There's a bunch of other things you could put in it, like an Imperial Officer, Death Trooper, Protocol Droid, or, like, a Torture Droid, but, you know, any of those will work. I think we need a Jedi Battle Pack. I don't think we've ever gotten, like, a Battle Pack with just Jedi. I think we've gotten a Jedi and Clones Battle Pack, but never one with just Jedi. So it'd be cool to get, like, some prequels, like Aayla Secura, Plo Koon, and then, like, Master Yoda. And then maybe, like, a Mace Windu or, like, a Pong Krell, which Pong Krell was the Jedi who, betrayed the clones in Clone Wars, I guess, when he had the 501st and the 212th fire on each other. So, yeah, that would be kind of cool, because he does look cool. He's just kind of a jerk. so, that'd be cool. And then also maybe a Mandalorian TV show battle pack, like not Mandalorians, but like characters from the TV show. So maybe like an Incinerator Stormtrooper. So they're kind of like the Mortar Trooper that we got like pretty recently, except they're red and they have a few different larger red markings. Maybe an old version of Ahsoka and another Fennec Shand, like the one we got from the Imperial Light Cruiser. And then, I wasn't exactly sure on the last one, but maybe, like, a Paz Vizsla, which we already got. He looks awesome. Or a Cara Dune, or Boba Fett. That'd be pretty cool. And then maybe come with, like, a speeder and, like, some sandy rocks, I guess. we also need a Dark Trooper battle pack. Everyone's been talking about that, just because, you know, the Dark Troopers from The Mandalorian are, like, the most, one of the most, like, awesome dark side like droids ever. So those look awesome. So maybe like a Moff Gideon with his cape and like a new mold for the Darksaber. I think Lego needs to stop being lazy with this kind of stuff. I mean, the Darksaber, it looks decent with just the regular lightsaber piece, but we really do need like a new mold. And you know, Lego could use it for a few of the other lightsabers while they're at it, because you know they like to reuse pieces. So, yeah, I think we need a new Darksaber mold and maybe, like, three Dark Troopers that would come with it. Or we could have, like, two Dark Troopers and then, like, a Jedi Master Luke. Like, from that one scene where he comes in killing all the Dark Troopers and then he comes in to where the Moff Gideon and all the other Mandalorians are. So that'd be pretty cool. I think we need a Super Commando Battle Pack, going back to prequel here. We never actually really got one. We had the Mandalorian speeder set from a while ago, which came with two Super Commandos. But, you know, it's just, we need a new one. So, we need a Darth Maul. We could either have, like, the one kind of, like, from the duel on Mandalore. Or we could have, like, the one with, like, spider legs and no shirt. That would be kind of cool. And he really needs the Monkey Kid staff for his hilt. I really don't know why Lego's not doing that. You know, I just really think they should do that. It looks better for the double-bladed lightsaber people. And then, so Darth Maul, maybe two Super Commandos, and Gar Saxon. That'd be awesome. We haven't gotten him in a really long time. And then, you know, the build could be like a Mandalorian speeder, kind of similar to the one that came in the original set. And, pretty close to the end here, but, we need a Wookiee battle pack, I think, because we haven't gotten one of those in a while. So maybe just like a regular Chewbacca with his, little stud shooter crossbow, or we could just have like a real looking crossbow. I mean, it's decent, but, you know, it's always cooler when they do this stuff without like the stud shooters. It just looks better. And then we could have just two random Wookiee warriors, and then like a Chief Tarful. That'd be cool. And last one, I think, that was faster than I expected. Like a Pod Race battle pack, so like, you know, like the from the Phantom Menace. So we could have a few different characters, so maybe like a Tusken Raider and a Jawa for them to be like fighting over the broken speeders and like shooting from the tops of the mountains and stuff. And then a young Anakin would be awesome, and a pit droid. So that would be pretty cool to get that, and then we could have like a little bit of a like pit stop area, and then like a small pod racer. So yeah, I think that's actually it. That went a lot faster than I thought it was going to, but that's not too bad. So yeah, obviously we should probably have like a lot of the battle packs that they've made a long time ago. We need to have them remade anyway, just so we can get them. But, like, you know, like, the Kashyyyk Troopers battle pack, that would be awesome for them to, like, remake a new version of that. And, you know, just other stuff like that. But, yeah, I'd say that's it for this episode. Not sure what I'll do next time, but I'll probably think of something. Yeah, so, I guess since we have a little bit of time left, or I guess there's no, like, time limit, but I just want to talk about a few other clones that LEGO should remake, not necessarily in a battle pack, but ones that they've made before that they should remake. So, I think we need that ARC Trooper that we got a while ago. I think we need to remake that. Honestly, it looks pretty similar to Pons, Commander Pons, or, like, I don't know, like, any of those other ARC Troopers that look similar to that style. So it'd be cool to get that with the updated, you know, just printing and face. And then we should also get a few more ARF troopers and BARC troopers, like the Bike Advanced Recon Commando troopers. Those would be pretty cool. And then Bomb Squad Trooper, obviously. That'd be awesome to get one of those again. Obviously, Captain Rex, I mentioned that. Maybe a Clone Commander Gree, like a Phase 2, of course. Because they did a Phase 1 a really long time ago, and it didn't really look very good. So, I think the Phase 2 one looks way better. Maybe a few more Clone Gunners, and a Clone Commander Wolf. That'd be great. Maybe like a... just a clone, like a not 501st, just a regular, like, plain Phase 1 clone jet trooper. That'd be pretty cool. And maybe, like, a few, like, clone pilots, like, for the ARC 170 starfighters. We really need another ARC 170 starfighter. Those were just so awesome. It's like one of my, like, I honestly think they looked even better than the X-Wings. Like, they're very similar, but they're just such an awesome ship. I really think that they should make a new set. So yeah, that, then, like, some Phase 1 clone pilots. So there's, like, you know, different ones, but, yeah, some Phase 1 clone pilots, and then a Phase 2 one. And then, you know, we got a few different, just, and then we got, from that one set, the new blister pack, the Clone Trooper Command Station. That already has, like, plain Phase 1 clone troopers, so we don't really need any more of those. But it would be cool to get another Clone Trooper Captain. So that was kind of like the, it was kind of like the regular Clone Trooper, but it had, like, reddish markings. And then also, like, the that one that we got from that battle pack a while ago, it was like it was some commander or captain or something like that, but it was like the phase one clone trooper with like green markings, so that'd be pretty cool. Maybe like we already got a clone trooper commander like recently, so that'd be cool. But there is actually an older version of that that looks pretty cool too, because we got kind of like a light orange, and then there's an older one that has, like, just yellow markings, and they both have their different things that are cool, but, you know, it'd be just cool to have the two different types. Maybe a clone trooper lieutenant, so it's kind of, like, the light blue color, and then a sergeant with, like, the dark green colors. That was the one minifigure that was, like, from the Clone Troopers versus Droidicas set, so that'd be cool. Obviously, just that plain Phase 2 Clone Trooper from that one set from a while ago. We really need to get a new Phase 2 plain Clone Trooper. Obviously, Commander Cody, Commander Fox. I really like the Geonosis Clone Troopers, and those weren't, like, super long ago, but it'd still be cool to get, you know, more of those. Also, Republic Troopers, those are pretty old, but that would just be cool to get those, because they're just pretty awesome. You know, Senate Commandos, Shock Troopers, obviously. Oh yeah, and then, yeah, Wolfpack Troopers, and then, obviously, the Sith Troopers, which, I think it was called Imperial Soldiers, I think, is what it's called on Wikipedia, but LEGO calls it a Sith Trooper. It's getting really confusing with all the different types of troopers, because there's, like, First Order Sith Troopers, and then there's, like, the old Sith Troopers from, like, prequel and that kind of stuff, but yeah, anyway, that'd be cool. And yeah, I'd say that's it for this episode. I think that's all the things that I'm done. Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah, thanks for listening to this episode. I'm releasing a trailer for a new stop motion on my YouTube channel very soon. So look out for that. It's going to be pretty epic. I'm also doing a Q&A on my YouTube channel, so if you want to ask me any questions, you can send them over the podcast thing. You can leave me a voice message, which the link is in the description. But I think it'd be better if you probably went to my YouTube Shorts video about the Q&A and just put it in the comments there. Or you can email a question to me at foxbrickerstudios2009@gmail.com. And I'll finish my answer all those questions for the Q&A as soon as I reach 100 subscribers, because I'm at 98 right now, so yeah, I'm really close. So thanks for listening to this podcast. Please subscribe for more episodes and leave a review if you would like to, and if you are able to on your current podcast platform. If you want to go check out my YouTube channel, you can check out all the cool stop motions and that new trailer that I'll have coming out pretty soon. And, I guess that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you in the next episode. See ya!